Good morning. Welcome to prayer. Repeat after me. O Lord, may our souls rise to meet you. As the day rises to meet the sun. I hope you've settled into a quiet place for prayer this morning. Feel free to pause the recording at any time. Gather up your Thursday prayer journal. Take the time that God is inviting you into to express those thoughts, insights, warnings, invitations. Plant them in your mind, record them on the paper to take them with you so that they can come to full life. Take a few deep breaths, aware that God is with you this morning, rejoicing over you in love. Breathe in deeply the presence of God. Exhale as your stomach gently falls in. Breathe in the love of God again, deeply as your stomach extends. And exhale as your stomach gently falls in. This is the third week of Advent, a time that Christians around the world remember joy. Joy in the presence of Christ here with you this morning, and joy as we wait and anticipate, look up and forward to Christ's return. Breathe in joy. Perhaps you don't feel very joyful right now. And this is a week where we remember that joy is a gift. It is within you. The Spirit has placed it in your soul. Acknowledge that gift of joy right now as you continue to breathe in deeply as your stomach extends. And exhale as your stomach gently falls in, releasing joy into your space. Don't force yourself to feel happy. Just acknowledge the presence of God with you now. And that God's loving presence with you is every good thing. The Lord has come. Joy for the world. Joy is aptly referred to as contentment sometimes. Feel contentment flow through you. For today you have woken up. In this moment, you have everything that you need. As you inhale, your mind awakens with the breath of God. What do you anticipate for this day? As you breathe, your heart lunges to love the people who you'll meet today. Feel joy flow through your arms and your thighs. They strengthen as you consider how you can offer yourself as a sacrifice of praise to the world this day. Hosts of heaven, rejoice around you. Sing songs of praise above you. And as you breathe, your jaw opens to release songs of joy, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. With joy flowing through our veins, expelling through our lungs, setting our hearts ablaze, let us turn our attention to our one verse of the day. It's found in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. It's a traditional verse for this week, a week of joy, and it reads like this. He has sent me to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Let's read it now together. Repeat after me. He has sent me to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. What engaging symbols there are in this verse. The Messiah has come to dress those who believe with living clothes, garments and adornments that actually transform who we are. We understand how this works, though. Surely you've experienced this. What are you wearing? What have you been wearing the past few weeks, months? Have you been wearing more casual clothes than normal? Perhaps you're feeling sad, a little depressed, maybe grieving, mourning. You find yourself dressing in shades of black or gray, not getting ready for the day in the morning, wearing the same clothes you slept in. Perhaps your socks have not matched for a long time. How does your mood change when you don't put effort into how you dress? How does your mood change when you get up and get ready for the day? Splashing on fragrance, cologne, putting on clean, nice clothes, dressed confidently in your best. How does this change your approach to the day? Repeat after me. He has sent me to console those who mourn in Zion. To give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning. And a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor. Imagine yourself standing before Christ, who has come to bless you with joy today. Just as you are, no judgment or regret, just you before the loving presence of Christ. Visualize Christ place a beautiful crown on your head. Perhaps it's made of gold with bright red rubies, or maybe it's woven with flowers, garland of the season that smells like pine. Feel Christ slowly pour fragrant healing oil over your head. It's warm, empowering. It drips from your forehead, down your cheeks and your jaw. It gives you a heavenly glow. The fragrance of Christ. See Christ extend to you a garment that makes your heart quicken. The most beautiful article of clothing you've ever seen. And instead of the clothes that you've been wearing that give you a spirit of heaviness, Christ wraps around you this garment that lightens you, beautifies you. It makes you feel like you're floating, free, equipped to accomplish anything that Christ lays out for you today. Now look around and see everyone of the church adorned in the same way, radiating with crowns upon their heads, the oil of joy poured over their foreheads, gowns, that have them standing up straight. See their smiles. The burdens of the church lifted. Grief has given way to hope as faces relax. The spirit of heaviness is replaced with joy. The entire church of Christ is elated, hands raised effortlessly in a beautiful expression of joy, and you are a part of it. Repeat after me. He has sent me to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for his splendor. Today, beloved, you are, with all of God's people, dressed for joy. It is within you. It is a gift, whether you feel happy or not. Today we choose to acknowledge joy. And you, with all of God's people, are made radiant, uplifted high, arms raised in joy, like a giant oak tree, the most beautiful oak in the forest. Its trunk is ancient, its branches are strong. It's full of the most vibrant color. This giant oak tree in the forest, it's so joyous, so radiant that all the birds of the earth are attracted to it. They make homes within its branches and erupt into song. A tree of life. And you today, beloved, are a part of this tree. As you rise up and face this day with righteousness, full of the gift of joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and there is joy in the world because the Lord has come. O Lord, you are our oil of gladness. And to you we give thanks and praise. No matter what this day brings, O God, may the hope we have in you open space for joy. May the peace that passes all understanding because of your Son, our Prince of Peace, replace despair with joy. And may the oil of joy that you have blessed us with this morning be a living anointing, the spirit of joy quickening in our soul until you come again. Church, repeat after me. Lord, come quickly. Amen.